Chicago Public Schools finally opened their doors for full-time in-person learning for all students yesterday. Many students said they were happy to be back. The mayor and school district officials said they could feel the enthusiasm. But there were some major hiccups, and many parents say they were nervous. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp is here to tell us how it went. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
What did you hear and see yesterday?
So on one hand, you had Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who seemed to exude confidence in the school district's opening plan and said that it went very well. After visiting three schools, she said she had seen pure joy.
Throughout this morning, I've had the great pleasure of seeing students' eyes light up with excitement as they reunite with their friends and favorite teachers and show off their awesome back-to-school outfits and backpacks.
Teachers and staff also said they were super happy to see the children show up. This is a kindergarten teacher at a Southside Elementary School.
Got like a mix of feelings. I'm excited, I'm nervous, mostly excited. We met them at the back-to-school barbecue, and it's just wonderful to see these little faces.
She and others said they were nervous because they don't want to see kids get sick and feel a lot of pressure to keep them safe.
Did you hear about any major problems?
Well, CPS is requiring masks and is offering testing for everyone, cleaning and other safety protocols, but there's a lot of concern about social distancing. As you might remember, CPS agreed to try to make sure students stay 3 feet apart when possible. Some teachers and parents were posting pictures of high school students in passing periods, shoulder to shoulder, or sitting in classrooms, obviously less than 3 feet apart. When asked about this, interim CEO Jose Torres didn't really answer. Instead, he noted that he was one of the first school leaders to mandate mask wearing for everyone in schools, vaccinated or not. He did it before the state mandated it.
Any other big issues that came up?
So, Mary, you might remember that on Sunday, WBEZ reported that the parents of 2,100 students were told over the weekend that they wouldn't have a bus available to take them to school. This includes kids with special needs and kids who are bused to magnet schools. This happened after 10% of the drivers quit last week. Some parents, as you can imagine, were very stressed out by this and didn't have any way to get their children to school. Lightfoot and CEO Torres said individual students were affected but tried to downplay the extent of the problem. But they noted that families are being offered $1,000 cash up front and $500 a month to get their children to school by themselves. They also said they'll work with Uber and Lyft to see if their drivers can help. Still, a lot of parents are being left in a lurch.
What did you hear from parents and students about how they felt that first day went?
So it's sort of funny because my colleague Susie Ann talked to a senior at Lane High School who sounded just like my son, who's a junior at Kenwood. Teenagers quickly kind of lose their excitement. This young woman named Jelly was super excited about getting up and going to school and getting all dressed up. But by the end of the day, she said this.
First day went smooth. It was kind of boring. All my teacher did was talk for like the whole class and the syllabus, what we're going to do this year, introducing ourselves.
And then a mother that I talked to was concerned about how to strike a balance in schools between being safe from COVID and just letting kids be kids. This is Diana Garcia.
I'm just hoping they can enjoy their education the same way we did growing up. That's it. I don't want it to be too much where they're just boxed in.
She has a son with medical issues, and so she's worried about him getting COVID. Yet, like all parents, she just wants him to have a good school year.
That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.